Something about you. Something about you. Welcome back to Club Culture. My name is Didi Museri, and I opened up the show with Something About You. Something About You was produced by Lorraine, and the song came out in 2006. Shout out to all South Africans. We have been partying to this song for all these years, because I think it doesn't matter how much we evolve with our genres and house music, we all always come back to this song. You can drop this song anyway and the club will go nuts. And I figured it was an appropriate song to open the show with because it is setting the tone for today's episode. Today's fifth edition of Club Culture is celebrating classic house songs. Classic house songs, in whatever may be classic to you, is what we're focusing on today. And I'm going to be playing selections from you guys on what's on your playlist. And we're going to be profiling an amazing DJ duo. We're celebrating an amazing DJ duo to wrap up the show. And I consider this duo the pioneers of electronic house music. These guys really introduced us to electronic synthing as well as a robotic sound, if you want to call it that. I think I've already given you a hint. And in keeping with the theme of the show, with regards to our discussion, I want you guys to just think about this for a minute. What does house music mean to you? How does house music make you feel? That is my question to you guys. You can send me a message. You can tweet me at DD409, hashtag Club Culture. Just share your thoughts with me about this genre. How does house music make you feel? You know, that is the question today, because we're celebrating this genre. We're celebrating the classic music that we've grown up with. And that's all I want you guys to share with me. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get started. I'm handing over the decks to you guys. You're going to be controlling the playlist, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have our discussion.
Hey guys, this is Lerato from the Joburg CBD. My current classic song on my playlist is This Is Goodbye by Hollis P. Monroe.
Hi guys, my name is Pilar. My favorite song is Low Shading from Jazzy Disciples. Thank you.
it's Q here, Queen Q. I stay where? Where do I stay? I stay in Joburg, Marshalltown, Ricky's place. My current favorite jam is China Music, Speak to Me, Lord.
Thank you.
were some amazing selections. Like, what? We just time traveled. We just took a journey there from like Hollis P. Monroe to Speak to Me, Lord. I mean, come on. That was such an amazing selection of music. Thank you so much to Q. Thank you to Lerato and Pila for your contributions to what is on your playlist. Remember, you can also get involved in what's on your playlist. Send me a message. Send me a voice note with the name of the song, and we will play it on the show. Let's move on now, guys, to our discussion. Remember when I started the show, I asked the question, what does house music mean to you? That was the question. How does it make you feel? That was what I posed to you guys. And for me, if I have to summarize it, therapy to my ears is the summary of house music. I'd call it therapy because it is the one genre that will transform my emotions. I could be having the worst day and I'll pick a song from my playlist and I'll listen and my mood will be elevated. Or I could discover a new song, or I could find something that I haven't listened to in a long time. This music takes me on a roller coaster of great emotions, you know? And that's what it does for me. So hence I call it therapy for my ears. It's the reason I actually started this podcast, actually, because I wanted to create a movement for people like myself that really love the genre and that love the culture of this genre. And that's what motivated club culture. It is therapeutic. The music is therapy, you know? That's what it means to me. What are your thoughts? Tweet at DD409, use the hashtag club culture. Share what your thoughts are on this topic. We're gonna move on now to Shine the Spotlight. When I started the show, I gave you guys a hint. I told you that these are pioneers of electronic music, and they are Daft Punk. Daft Punk is a duo from Paris. It's made up of Guy and Thomas. These guys have been making music since the 90s, and they've given us hit after hit. And I figured they were appropriate. They're very fitting, especially for today's episode, because we are focusing on celebrating classic house music. I feel like we've all grown up with Daft Punk music. I've grown up listening to Daft Punk songs, so it is only appropriate, it's only fitting that we close off the show with Daft Punk. Daft Punk, I mean, what do I need to say about Daft Punk that you guys don't already know? I mean, they are very famous for... I mean, they make hit after hit. And what I dig about them is they release music once in a while. They're not constantly releasing, not on a yearly basis. They will release music, they'll take a break, and they'll come back and they'll release another song. And it's always a hit. These guys are consistent with their genre. They're consistent with their sound and their style. And I always love the choice of collaborations that they do, the people that they always work with. The famous collaborator was Pharrell and The Weeknd. Those were two of their biggest collaborators, and they created magic with these guys. So, I mean, Daft Punk was only fitting. I remember being a kid, and I feel like these guys really pioneered electronic music. Personally, I didn't even know electronic music as a kid, and my first exposure to electronic music was One More Time by Daft Punk. The first electronic song that I heard was One More Time, and I fell in love with the genre, and they played a role like that, you know. That's why I feel like they're quite influential. They're instrumental to the genre of electronic music and house music as a whole, and they were worth celebrating. And for today's show, I chose to close out. Before we even talk about closing out, you know, Daft Punk will be releasing new music. Word on the street, before I even go, Daft Punk apparently could be cooking up something with Drake. That's word on the street. I'm super excited. I cannot wait to hear what they're going to release, because especially in a time like now, I'm really excited to hear what kind of music is going to come out. I'm so excited. So we could possibly get a Daft Punk song before the end of the year, based on what the streets are saying. So, you know, for today's show, we're gonna close out with One More Time. I feel like One More Time is one of their biggest hits. You could play One More Time in Berlin. You could play this song in Paris, in London, in Johannesburg, and Twando, and people are going to lose their minds. Because this song, I feel like, truly introduced us to this band. This was a song that gave these guys global dominance. It made these guys known worldwide. And it's only appropriate, especially for today's episode. So, you know, that is it for today, guys. I do want to thank you for getting involved in the show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Please join me again for my next episode. Yeah, good night, guys. One more time.
Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time, a celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need, yeah. Come on, alright. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna